180 degrees.
Is there a Kenneth Hodge in the house? Paging Kenneth Hodge.
Kenneth Hodge to the apps desk, please. Kenneth Hodge to the apps desk.
Good morning, podcast audience. It is Ken Hodge, your branch president, Columbus, Ohio, sending special shout-outs this morning to Ohio Valley District mail handlers, local 304 mail handlers, and, of course, mail handlers currently working in Columbus, Ohio, my branch, Citygate. This week, I started out discussing our local memorandum of understanding, and based on some emails I received, I'm going to finish the week out only talking about our LMOU. You know, but I take a step back for a second. I digress for a second. And I have to ask, how many people know what the LMOU or a local memorandum of understanding, how many people know what that document is or what it is intended to do to that supplements our national agreement with a direct effect on the quality of your work life? Let's talk about that for a second today. So I'm going to explain what a memorandum of understanding is and try to give you a little bit of the difference between a memo of understanding and a national agreement. But before I do, I want to take a moment and say, this is what you get when Ken Hodge is your local president. See, this is part of my leadership package that I'm going to present to Local 304. You know, everything isn't about me with hard words about somebody, but I want you to know that when that time becomes necessary, then you already have the right leader in place. But right now, it's a time of teaching and trying to expand our knowledge as it lends itself to union matters. So a memorandum of understanding is an agreement between two parties that is not legally binding, but which outlines the responsibility of each of the parties to the agreement. A MOU is often the first step towards creating a legally binding contract. In the U.S., an MOU can be considered identical to a letter of intent. Now, again, that's just giving you some basic definitions. I'm online reading to you. But again, sharing information to you, with you. Now, the difference between a memorandum of understanding and an agreement, while a memorandum of understanding is kind of agreement, there are actually several differences between a memo of understanding and an agreement. An MOU is more of a promise, whereas an agreement is more of a no-frills commitment. So, again, I just wanted to take a few seconds here and explain to you what a memorandum of understanding is and give you a quick difference between that and an agreement. So, when we talk about our LMOU, local memorandum of understanding, our local memorandums of understanding should be addressed and somewhat tweaked, I would think, every contract year. As our work environment changes, as the demographics in our work environment change, as the factors that govern productivity change, we have to stay abreast of these changes. Now, I want to say this to you because it's not easy to do, or it's not hard, it's just time consuming, it's just arduous. But again, as union officials, it is my intent to, I'm sorry to use this word, is to re-motivate Local 304, so you want to do these things. See, if you want to do them, it becomes less like work. And if you are a branch president or you are part of the headquarters element, then you're going to want to do these things. Because I'm hoping to show you that my leadership is sincere and it's always based on improving the quality of work life for mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. IOK. All right, that was my little plug. Here we go. Let's talk about Article 30. If we're trying to understand our local memorandum of understanding, Again, we can work with that definition that I gave you. And if you want to expound on that or embellish on that, you can go over to Article 30 in your local agreement. Now, a couple of things that you want to always keep in mind when it comes to your LMOU is it cannot supersede the national agreement. If there is anything in question, the national agreement smothers your local agreement every single time. I don't care how many times they've not done that in the past. I'm giving you the format or the layout of how your LMOU works with your local agreement. I'm going to say it again. Your LMOU never, again, you never say never, but never overrides your local agreement. So here we go. If you look in Article 30, I'm going to read to you Article 30.2. There shall be a 30 consecutive day period of local implementation, which shall occur within a period of 60 days commencing March 1st, 2017, on this current one, on the 20 specific items enumerated below, provided that no local memorandum of understanding may be inconsistent with or vary from the terms of this agreement. So what I just said is you can negotiate, but, and again, this agreement being the local agreement, a.k.a. the national agreement, so whatever we discuss on a local level cannot vary or be against what is already decided at the national level. We have to understand that. Now, there are a list of 20 specific items that you can discuss around the March time frame, and in this year is going to be March of 2020. And I'm going to read those lists to you, and again, I hope that you're at work or in your vehicle so that while you work, you get to hear what it is I'm saying. See, Hodge to Hodge Postal Podcast. See, this is easy listening podcast designed to educate or inform you about work while you're working. It doesn't get any easier than that. Okay, let's get back to our topic. Now, okay, Article 30.2, again, there's 20 specific items that you can negotiate or discuss out of your LMOU, or that's 60 days commencing in March. Additional or longer wash-up periods, guidelines for the curtailment or termination of postal operations to conform to orders of local authority or as local conditions warrant because of emergency conditions, formulation of local leave policy, the duration of the choice vacation period, the determination of the beginning day of an employee's vacation period, whether employees at their option may request to select during the choice vacation period in units in either 5 or 10 days, whether jury duty and attendance at national or state conventions shall be charged to the choice vacation time, determination of the maximum percentage of employees who shall receive leave each week during the choice vacation period, the issuance of official notices to each employee of the vacation schedule approved for such employees, the termination of the date and means of notifying employees of the beginning of the new leave year, the procedures for submission of applications for annual leave during other than choice vacation period, whether overtime desireless in Article 8 shall be by section and or tour, the number of light duty assignments to be reserved for temporary or permanent light duty assignments, the method to be used in reserving light duty assignments so that no regular assigned employee of the workforce shall be adversely affected, the identification of assignments that are to be considered light duty, the identification of assignments comprising a section when it is proposed to reassign within an installation employees' access to the needs of a section, the assignment of employee parking spaces That hurts. Okay. The determination as to whether annual leave to attend union activity requested prior to determination of the choice vacation schedule is to be part of the total choice vacation plan. Those other items which are subject to local negotiations are provided in the following articles: Article 12 and Article 13. Article 12, there's a litany of paragraphs, and Article 13, Section 3, and last but not least, local implementation of this agreement relating to seniority, reassignments, and posting. So everything that I just read off of that long list from A to T, it can all be found in your contract, Article 30.2. But this is a list of what is available to be negotiated. Now, I would just simply ask you how, based on what I just read, or based on what you see in Article 30.2, do you think your office needs to address anything on that list? And if so, let's start getting it together. Again, if you prepare for it now, it won't be a rush later, but it definitely needs to get done. And I want to say, a lot of what I talk about on this podcast from here to election is going to be what I do and what I'm going to do. And I want to say this to anyone who's actually challenging me for the position of local president in 2020. I put out the information in the manner I do because I want you to know that if by some weird astronomical, I don't know, some weird sequence of events take place and I don't win the election, then I hope that you would use this information for the betterment of the local. I don't mind sharing, because I'm telling you, Local 304, we need to be rejuvenated. You know, we have, again, collectively allowed non-compliance to our contract to go on so long that in most cases we consider it to be SOP. And I'm here to tell you, I am not of that school of thought. And because I'm not, as your leader, those who are going to be associated, they're not. And again, I hope my motivated attitude, motivated disposition becomes contagious. And it starts in headquarters, and then it runs down to my state reps, and from the state reps to the branches. And again, if we get serious about contract compliance, I promise you a local president who will stand tall with you as we enforce our contract. I'm not a deal maker, per se. Now, again, I never say never when we talk about negotiations, but 99.9 times out of the decisions, I don't make deals. If it's due to me, then I want what's due to me. And when I say due to me, if you violated the contract, then we have to understand that you violated, and then you compensate my member in the manner that they should be compensated. That's how, again, Kenny Hodge rolls. Hey, have a great day, and remember, it's time to wake up, Local 304, and you got the drum major right here, Kenny Hodge. I'm ready to get out front. I'm ready to lead. Again, support 180 Degree New Direction, Ken Hodge, as your next local president.